When Wooden Vultures Rule. Summer is a time to enjoy farmers' markets, water sports, and local festivals. It's also a chance to celebrate an activity synonymous with fun, setting up your lawn ornaments. While walking past a yard recently, I stopped and stared at wooden tulips, little Bo Peep, her sheep hadn't yet gone AWOL, and a menagerie of metal and stone critters, a rooster, a seagull, butterfly, cat, gopher, and vulture. That's right, a vulture. There was no mistaking that bald head and hunched neck. Who knew that carrion-eating birds are considered decorative? Perhaps it's there to control the wooden gopher population. What do I know? The yard was cute and colorful, although I didn't linger in case I was confused with a burglar casing the joint. I was in no mood to run from the plaster cast hounds had they been released. Why my interest? I'm not from a family who owned garden gnomes. Perhaps my mom saw steel rod construction as too much of a physical threat to her children. Even without obstacles, I managed to snap my collarbone, sprain an ankle, and land on a board after climbing our fence. Luckily, my nose broke that fall. For summer threats, we already had plenty, with an above-ground pool and rows of deadly raspberry bushes. Not deadly in the eating, but deadly in the thorns when you crashed your bike into them. And there were the croquet hoops, the few always missed when packing up the game. One step through those nearly invisible wires, and you found yourself close up and personal with the ground. These are only a dusting of the hazards within our property line. I haven't touched on our TV antenna anchored next to the house. Mom, did you know there's a clear view of the entire city from the top of that tower? I'm sure my mom figured there were easier ways for her kids to face injury. No need to sabotage them with majestic plaster deer and concrete toadstools when she could pull out the big guns once a year. Her secret weapon? The birthday cake baked with coins and buttons. Back then, only the most devoted mothers bothered with this festive touch. Today, expect a visit from social services if you empty the hardware drawer into your child's cake mix. Oh, so that's why I chew my food slowly. As for celebrating your garden gnomes this coming winter, I'm sure there's no law against it. But why bother? No one will see them under the snowdrifts. Wait a second. There's always plastic Santa and his reindeer to pull down from the garage rafters. Turns out lawn ornaments are fun year-round. Bring it on, Jack Frost, but don't rush. I'm not ready to say goodbye to the wooden vulture.